Do nothing out of selfishness or out of vainglory. Rather, humbly regard others as more important than yourselves, each looking out not for his own interest, but also everyone for those of others. These are the words of today's first reading from the Philippians. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, on this ferial day in which we're doing a votive mass to the angels, we have some certainly radical teachings. First, the gospel, of course, seems very radical. When you invite to have a supper, do not invite those who are your friends or your relatives, as it were, because they may repay you. Invite those who can't repay you, the crippled, the lame, the blind. Of course, that doesn't mean you can't invite your relatives, because let's face it, many of us have many relatives who are very difficult. And we certainly, if we invite them, we know that they may never invite us. And maybe some of our relatives do need it. Maybe our brothers and our sisters need to come to dinner, certainly around Thanksgiving time and Christmas time when we have family occasions. So this doesn't exclude you from inviting your relatives and friends and so on, because they also might be poor and weak and so on, and they may never repay you. That would be a wonderful thing, not to be repaid in this life. So we shouldn't go around complaining that with our relatives who never invite us. Rejoice and be glad, because on the day of judgment, the Lord said, you will be repaid. If you invite those who invite you, you're going to get your repayment in life. And if you only invite those who are going to repay you, then you've gotten your reward already. In this life, we have to do everything for the Lord. Whatever you did to the least of my brethren, you did to me. Do nothing out of vainglory, out of pride, selfishness. All right? Always regard others as better than yourselves. And take care of the poor and the crippled and the lame. Because if you have the wherewithal, the sustenance to take care of people and to feed the hungry and clothe the naked and so on, God has given you this substance, this money, this ability to help others, and it's not for your own good. You can enjoy some of it, of course, but you shouldn't be ostentatious and proud and vain and so forth about all the money that you have and want more and more money, right? And not realize that God has given you that money to help others, right? You have to spread it around, as it were. And there are many, many people these days who are very, very poor. Right? These are hard times. And as you know, there are many people who don't have jobs and have difficulties paying their rent and so on, even are homeless. How many wonderful people over the centuries, and especially in our own time, have given up their fortunes to help the poor. Right? And they set up houses where the poor are fed and clothed and housed, as it were. These are wonderful things. And these are the people they help, knowing that they can never be repaid, because they know what Jesus said. Whatever you do to the least of my brethren, you do to me. Whatever we do to anybody, we do to Christ. Everybody represents Jesus Christ to us, and Our Lady too. Our Lady is there too. So whatever we do to them, we do to Jesus and Mary. And that's a wonderful thing. Silently in yourself, I do this to you, Jesus, because I know you're hungry and you're crippled and you're lame and you're sick and you're in prison. And then the Lord will say at the last judgment, I was hungry and you fed me. I was thirsty and you gave me to drink. I was sick and you visited me, we'll say, when did we see you, Lord? And he says, whatever you did to my least of my brethren, come to the joy of your master. And then those who have not done those things, the Lord will say, when I was hungry, you didn't give me any food. When I was thirsty, you didn't give me any drink. When I was in prison, you didn't visit me. When did we do that, Lord? When you didn't do it to the least of my brethren. That's a powerful statement. That's going to echo down the length and breadth of all the world. The whole world will be at the general judgment. And they'll hear those words. Whatever you did to the least of my brethren, you did to me. And yesterday we learned about how we love God with our whole heart and our whole soul in yesterday's gospel. And we love our neighbor as ourself. We can't say we love God if we don't love our neighbor. They work together. We love our neighbor and we show our love for God by loving our neighbor. And while we're at it, while we're taking care of these people who are coming to dinner to us, as it were, and you're feeding them and so forth, you're also, in a way, because the conversation will go on, you'll be sustaining them in their spiritual life. You will counsel the doubtful. You will instruct the ignorant. You will convert sinners. Because the people will say, see how they love one another. And people will follow that good example. As I also said yesterday, whenever you go out, you preach a sermon. And sometimes you use words. Certainly if you're inviting the poor and the hungry and so on to dinner, you think you're taking care of them. So it's a wonderful thing. In a commentary on today's reading, we hear Origen tells us, but mystically, he who shuns vainglory calls to a spiritual banquet the poor, that is the ignorant, that he may enrich them, the weak, that is those who are offended, have offended consciences, that he may heal them, the lame, that is those who have wandered from reason, that he may make their path straight, the blind, that is those who discern not the truth, that they may behold the true light. But it is said they cannot recompense thee. That is, they know not how to return the answer. Well, they cannot recompense you in this life, but all those people, because let's face it, we all need to be enriched spiritually. And as we feed the body, we will also feed the soul and do good work. So today's gospel sounds very radical, but it's very, very Christian. And it will assure us that we will get to heaven. Because God will be our debtor. Whatever you do in charity to somebody, God is your debtor. That means he will pay you back. He will owe you. If you gave somebody $100, he's your debtor. So you give some poor person $100 and God is your debtor. He will pay you back. He will reward you. And if you don't get rewarded in this life, you certainly are going to get rewarded in the next. Don't look for it in this life. This life is passing. We look for an eternal reward. That's the only reward we want. So let us thank the Lord for these wonderful teachings. And let us pray our Holy Rosary, as we always do, for all those who are far from God and are in need of spiritual sustenance. As Our Lady says, there are many souls on their way to hell these days because they haven't understood the gospel message. So we need to pray and sacrifice so that they can be enlightened and save their souls. May the Lord bless you.